go.
Once upon a time, there was a boy named Nicky, and he wanted his new pairs of gloves made as the white of snow. But her grandmother warned that if you drop one of your mittens, you can never, ever find them. He wanted them anyways. But why he's climbing the tree? One slipped out, and then he started to climb. And then a hedgehog came over and went inside the mitten. It was cozy, and it fit just right. But then the bunny hopped, then a white bunny hopped along, and saw and spotted the mitten. The groundhog. Then there was enough room, but when he saw his kickers, he moved right over. And then came along a prickly
hedgehog.
And he wanted to move in too, but they didn't want him in. But he would argue with a guy who had prickles all over his body. The owl spotted the glove and wanted to move in just as well. And all the other animals, the bunny, the hedgehog, and the groundhog growled at the owl. And the owl, and once they saw the owl's claws, they made room. Then the badger came along and spotted the mitten and wanted to move in. They were stuffed in there, but once they saw their diggers, they moved right along. And then along came a fox. They didn't really want him to come in, but once they saw the golden teeth, they made room. Along came a bear. Oh, they were crowded in there, but who would want to mess with a bear? And then came a mouse. And the mouse stumbled along and went to the room that there's only space, right on the bear's nose. Then the bear sneezed. And the mitten went flying. I noticed a rip right here. And then Nicky caught it. And just when he was about to catch it, her grandmother saw and made sure he was okay. And he also saw the mittens. And then when he got back home, and the grandma said, "What happened to one of your mittens?" And then he said, "I don't know."